What's going on, everybody? It's Woody, and I am doing Pretty Bookworm's book questionnaire. And thank you, Pretty, for setting this up. This is a great questionnaire. It's not really a quickie. I mean, the questions are short, but it gives me an opportunity to at least kind of evaluate kind of on the fly my books, you know, the books I've read. I was a really young reader. I think I started reading when I was 3 or so. The way it was told in my family, I was eager to read from a really young age, but we would take these family road trips, and I would be the enthusiastic one in the back seat, actually more in the front seat, helping to navigate and reading essentially everything on the road signs and stuff. And it used to annoy my older brother because he was... He was not happy to not have, you know, as much time to know things before me, basically. And so it wasn't a brag, you know, braggish type behavior, but it was like, or boastful. It was very, interesting, but it's an interesting dynamic at first. And then, you know, in later years, as I started going through school, I read pretty much a grade level or two above where I was supposed to be. It really started to catch up with me when I started going to college. My drive for reading was, you know, unsatiated, basically. Satiated? How do you say that? Satiated. I said it weird, but anyway. So I would get a college textbook, for example, when I was in college, and I would read that basically in the first week, and I would leaf through it and be like, oh, I know this. And I would think that I would be, you know, knowledgeable about the topic ahead of time, but in reality, I was more just like, I want to get this done. And basically, my eyes didn't really let my brain catch up. So that's kind of the tricky part with reading and stuff. So some of those questions will come up later, but I just wanted to give everybody a basis for reading. And I've been in the college realm for so long that just recently, I've only been able to go back to casually reading. So some of those questions, some of these answers might be tinged I don't know, by that answer. So let's go. Question one, which book got you into reading? Ooh, that is a... Thinking back, it's got to be something from Seuss. It's got to be Dr. Seuss. You know, a book. When I was a kid, chapter books weren't really, you know what? I take that back. It probably wasn't Dr. Seuss. There is one book in particular when I was a kid that I really, really enjoyed. And it's a little golden book called The Pokey Little Puppy. And I love the artwork. It's probably one of the most famous golden books ever, but I loved that book. We also had, when I was a kid, we had Tootle, Tootle, which is also a great book. But those little golden books are really fun to read and then, you know, word associate. So I remember The Pokey Little Puppy very, very vividly, being read to it as a child. And then as I got older, being able to read those myself. From a book perspective, you know, when we had to take naps on weekend afternoons when, you know, my mom would be like, you know, okay, I'm going to take a nap. You kids stay in bed, that sort of thing. And you know, obviously, you know, the television wouldn't go on. It wasn't just automatic. Okay, you watch TV. Well, it's no, you have to, you know, stay cozy in bed. And I think some of that was like, as an adult, you want to give kids like, okay, I need a break from you. Because kids wake up early on the weekends, weekdays too, I guess. But they would let me take one or two books in bed with me. And so that's what I ended up doing. So I probably took the little golden books in bed and looked at the pictures and tried to read. And it didn't upgrade to chapter books until probably after that. I can remember too, in first grade, being intrigued by science books. More of those factual, you know, science and history books where they would tell facts about, oh, this is, you know, Thomas Jefferson, or this is, you know, XYZ, this is the concept of gravity, that sort of thing. And they would do it in such a way that, like, it would be easy for me to kind of understand that sort of thing. So, yeah, I mean, I guess that's how I got into reading. Question two, your current favorite book. Okay, this is a good question. I really, really like nonfiction, and I really, really like books on social sciences. So my previous favorite book was this book by Naomi Klein called No Logo, which is phenomenal when it comes to like marketing and really kind of guerrilla type marketing, but all sorts of marketing tactics, that sort of thing. The Freakonomics books were really good too. I know, certainly you go to things like, oh, what's that guy's name? Malcolm Gladwell. And so those are more like social sciences. Those are fairly popular books. But my current favorite book, the one that I currently like go back to and recommend. Oh man. Okay. Well, now my brain is trying to think about what book I've read recently. I'm just going to look at my Kindle app and try to remember this. And going to my library. Well, that doesn't show a lot. Let me go to all items. There we are. I apologize. I was not prepared. Well, there's my copy. Yeah, okay. All right, so. Ooh. Oh, I found a few good ones. All right. If we're talking fiction, I'm going to have to go with 11/22/63 by Stephen King. I love that book. It's got mystery, it's got romance, it's got true crime, it's got kind of like tongue-in-cheek humor, drama, intrigue. I think I said intrigue. I can't remember if I did or not, but anyway. And they remade it into a series this year, I think, with James Franco, and I love that series. As much as it didn't really take a lot from the book, they had to like make cuts, from the book for time and for pacing purposes. But the book itself, I've read and reread that book since it came out, like probably cover to cover 5 times. And it's interesting because I'll jump in at various times and whatnot. The basic concept is there's a portal that this guy can go back in time to way back in like 1959, 1960. And he basically spends this time preparing to assassinate Lee Harvey Oswald, who kills the president. But I love that book. In a bunch of stuff happens in between. He really likes living there. It's pretty cool. It's good. But it's Stephen King. That's the other thing, too. And I'm not a big Stephen King guy in terms of novels. I've read a few of his novels, but more importantly, like this is combination of true crime and like, some reality. So he had to do like fact checking and stuff. But I just think he does a brilliant job bringing out the suspense in the actual story. So yeah, I really like that from a fiction perspective. Boy, from a nonfiction perspective, ah, oh, man, that's a tough one. I don't know if I can pick one. This is hard. I think I'm gonna skip that. I'm gonna skip for nonfiction. So fiction, you've got one. Nonfiction, I just have, I think, too many. Maybe I'll go with No Logo, although it's been a while since I've read it. You know what? Actually, I'm gonna take that back. I would say from a nonfiction, the other book kinds of books I like are narrative books. I really like, this is going to tie into the third question. I really like A Heartbreaking Work of Staggering Genius by Dave Eggers. He's done a lot of good books, but I really, for whatever reason, that book, the gravity of what happens in that book kind of speaks volumes to me. The way the author wrote it and the way it presents kind of this, like, this guy who is essentially in transition for the whole of the book. Then kind of like hanging out with this kid that's nearish his age, but not really treating him like a kid, trying to like be an adult to him. I think the kid's name is Topher, if I'm not mistaken, or Christopher, that sort of thing. So yeah, that's a great book. Your favorite authors? Ooh, fiction, I'm going to go classics here. I'm going to go Vonnegut and Steinbeck. Most people are like Hemingway versus Steinbeck. Most people go Hemingway. I go Steinbeck. Charles Dickens, of course. They're not really authors, but I go back to Plato, Aristotle. I really like Epictetus. I think he's a Greek philosopher. Super good. So those are, what did I say? Well, that's more like nonfiction. I guess I crossed over. other authors, again, I like Jonathan Lethem as a great author. I think Chabon is also, Chuck Palahniuk is also really good. Who else? I'm thinking here. Sorry, I'm trying to think of which other authors I would seek out in terms of like, oh, so-and-so wrote a book. Yeah, those that's a pretty good kind of like, I don't know, like foundation maybe is the best word. Favorite genre, nonfiction, social sciences. I love like books that tell the narrative, like the history of something. So there's a book about, okay, so they've now done it recently with The Daily Show, but there is a book called Live from New York, which is about the history of Saturday Night Live. It's brilliant. And it basically walks you through as interviewed by the cast and crew of the show. They did the same thing for ESPN, which I read wasn't as good, but it was just as impressive because you're like hearing it from the people firsthand. Those kinds of books are awesome. I love those kinds of books. And if it's a single topic as well, it completely clicks with me. So I love those books. If I had to read a fiction book, I would want something that had more suspense or some sort of story hook in it. Oh, here's the favorite author I forgot. Nick Hornby. Nick Hornby is a phenomenal author. Oh, and another favorite author I forgot, Doug Copeland, who wrote, oh man, another great book. The book is called Hey Nostradamus. He also wrote Generation X. He also wrote Micro Surfs, which is really good. J-Pod, I think there's a book called. So yeah, those are all Doug Copeland books, and those are great as well. Question five, have you ever read erotic books? I have not, actually. And I think probably more toward, because I, you know, it isn't that I haven't wanted to read them. I think it's just more like there's so much on my plate right now, in terms of things I do need to read, that I haven't gotten around to reading anything like that. I probably would if it was like really highly recommended. I definitely would. How long does it take for you to finish a book? I'm going to say, because I read all sorts of stuff. I'm going to say, in general, it takes me 20% less time to read a book than most people. So 20% less time to read a book. Oh, there's another author. I'm forgetting all these authors, so I'm going back to question three. Irvine Welsh, who wrote this book called Rule of the Bone, that's just phenomenal. I think he also wrote The Sweet Hereafter. Maybe it is called The Sweet Hereafter. That's Russell Banks, is the author, Rule of the Bone. Who's the other guy? Anyway, 20% less time to finish a book. The other guy's Walter Kern, who wrote Jawbreaker and he wrote Thumbsucker and Up in the Air, the book Up in the Air, which is a great book as well. Next question. A book that after you read a few chapters you thought, wow, this book sucks. Ooh, that's a great question. I'm not really critical of books. I mean, most of the books that if I'm thinking they're sucking, like, then I'm just like, I don't know you. I don't know this book anymore. I mean, when I was a kid, there's probably, I could go back and be like, oh man, There were so many. There's another kid one, another author for when I was a kid, Jerry Spinelli, I think, who wrote Dear Mr. Crenshaw and Maniac McGee. So that's another author. I'm completely jumping around. This is like a choose your own adventure. I'm trying to think of it. There's probably a few books that I've read that I'm just like, well, this book sucks, that sort of thing. I don't know if I remember any of those, though. Have you ever read a book with an ending that wasn't satisfying or just really bad? It might fall into the same category as the sucks one. I don't think so. I don't remember any books where I've just been kind of unsatisfied. Like, I don't ever want to read that again. I can't think of any off the top of my head. Yeah, boy, that's a good question. Yeah, I don't have an answer to that one either. Have you ever had an OMG moment in book? Like something happened in your books that you never thought would have happened or something you never saw coming? I read Fight Club and I read Survivor by Chuck Palahniuk, and both of those books have OMG moments. Like, drop the book moments where you're just like, oh my goodness. Well, Fight Club, I think, is pretty obvious. No spoilers in that. I mean, if you haven't seen the movie, the fact that they're essentially identifying themselves as the same character is a pretty shocking, like, revelation. That's why Chuck Palahniuk movies keep getting made, because and why his books seem to do so well, because he didn't do it as a conceit. He didn't do it as a way to trick the people that read the books. He did it as, this is a device that can help get the book, the point across as well. So that's another kind of OMG, moment in a book. So yeah. And last but not least, has a book ever influenced you in a big way? Yes. Yes, it has. So back when I started going back to school, it was college. I had independently decided to read Into the Wild by Krakauer. And right around that time, the movie, directed by Sean Penn with Emile Hirsch and bunches of people in that movie, was going to come out in the wintertime. And I had signed up for a creative writing class. And as part of this creative writing class, I was like, well, I could read the book and then I could watch the movie in theaters. And, kind of take from both and like make some sort of like combination between the two stories of the two stories of McCandless and how Sean Penn brought the story to life. If you haven't seen Into the Wild, by the way, I mean, just as a general rule of thumb, it's a phenomenal movie. It's a great book, but it's a phenomenal movie. And Sean Penn, say what you will about his acting abilities, I think he's a great actor, but I mean, directing wise, he does a great job. And Emile Hirsch, again, same thing. Like he might be a little bit more under the radar, but man, he kills it in this book or in this movie. He does a phenomenal job. I really felt like you were watching it. There's other people in it as well, like Hal Hartley's in it. Vince Vaughn does a really good, like, dramatic role in this movie. Catherine Keener, there's all sorts of people in this movie that are great. The book, though, is actually pretty closely in concert with what happens in the movie. And so my experience watching the movie was a lot like the experience of reading the book. I read the book pretty much in 1 or 2 days. That's how quickly I wanted to finish it. And by the time I got to the movie theater, I was like, okay, I know exactly what's going to happen in this movie. I wasn't prepared for where the movie was going to take me emotionally. I wasn't prepared for, this kid's going to go on this journey. You're about to start this journey. Are you prepared enough to do that? Where do you want this journey to take you? And that right there, to have that completely encompassed in a book is stunningly, I mean, there's no words for it. It left me speechless. So I'm watching the movie. By the way, the movie is a very late showing, and I would ended up watching it in the theater, sat directly in the center by myself the whole time. And it was highly, highly influential to how I saw myself completing the rest of my schooling. Other people be damned. I was going to get this done. You know what I mean? And I use that to motivate myself to get through schooling. Not just the book, but just like, you know, this kid, this, you know, man, you know, made this choice to go on this journey. And, you know, we get to read a book, again, a kind of a, you know, recounting of the events that led him to where he eventually ended up. But like the fact that he was confident enough and brave enough and honest enough with himself and what he wanted. And yes, a bit of an outsider, but at the same time, not, you know, impossibly so. Those are characteristics that really, really stuck with me. And so I was like, I'm like this kid. I know this kid, you know, he's me, you know? So it really meant a lot to read that book. And then I've revisited the book a couple of times. I mean, the movie is worth, you know, watching over and over. It's really good. I save it once every few years or so to really enjoy it, because I also love movies as well. But the book is definitely a special. If you haven't read it, it's definitely a special. It's a special read. So, well, thanks, Pretty. I really appreciate it. And I hope everybody enjoyed listening to this. And yeah, I think that's all I wanted to say. So happy reading, and we'll talk to everybody later. Bye.